understand from those comments, all of them that you just heard, is yes, they understand where they're at. Yes, this season is off to a terrific start. Even with the loss last night, the Flames with a fantastic record of 12-7-2. But do not forget about focusing on the process and the plan. Games like this week, in so many ways, will tell you against the elite teams where you are and where you're trying to get to. And this team is taking some really nice strides. And yet, I don't think anybody needs to jump too far up and down in terms of expectation. Let it happen. The important thing is, are you doing the right things? Are you playing the right way? And are you progressing and getting better? The answer is yes. The last thing you want to do not get away from the plan. That's, in my opinion and experience, is how groups get in trouble, because they get a little excited, and you should. You want to win, but don't get away from what you believe in and what you think is going to make you a very good hockey team long term and for a long time. That'll do it today for Hockey Central at Noon. By the way, we are at Country Hills Golf and Country Club, where they are in the midst of this fabulous Black Friday sale that will continue right through Sunday afternoon. Shoes, equipment, everything you could possibly want on sale. There's some great, great deals, and there have been a lot of folks making their way. It's 1334 Country Hills Boulevard. Trust me, if you're in the neighborhood on a day where you could play golf, if we didn't have that snow. Fortunately, we had a little snow, but it's nice enough today to probably get out there and swing it. I know a lot of people who love the game certainly would give it a try and might make their way to a range. It's a great time to do it. So Country Hills Golf and Country Club and their Black Friday sale. That's why we are here. The big show next, and we switch our focus to baseball. And the fine studio analyst of Rogers Sportsnet of Toronto Blue Jays Baseball, Greg Zahn, joins us when we continue on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary's team.
Verify, ready to go for one.
Canada's team. Sportsnet 960 The Fan brings you every game all season with our play-by-play team of Derek Wills and Peter Luvardius.
The New Jersey Devils pay their only visit to Calgary on Saturday night. Pre-game at 7, play-by-play of the Flames and Devils at 8.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice. This is Calgary Flames Radio. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe and Canes Harley-Davidson.
New Budweiser Red Light pitchers and glasses at Boston Pizza. Watch them light up when your Calgary Flames score. Visit participating Boston Pizza restaurants on a Calgary Flames game day for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to a Flames road game. Catch all the Calgary Flames action at Boston Pizza for your chance to win with Budweiser. Must be at least 21 years of age with a valid Canadian passport to enter. No purchase necessary. Some restrictions apply. See in store for details. Budweiser and Boston Pizza are proud sponsors of the Calgary Flames.
Should I surf in Seattle?
Should I post in LA?
Should I browse?
Should I call?
Or share from Chicago?
Should I stream from a beach in Miami?
Or text from the top of New York?
Should I do all the things I do at home wherever I am in the U.S.?
Of course I should.
Now.
Introducing Roam Like Home. Now your Share Everything plan covers the U.S. for just $5 a day when roaming. So go ahead. Roam on with Rogers. Learn more at rogers.com/roamlikehome.
Paradise Bay. They have hot tubs. They have patio furniture. They have barbecue islands. But what turns your backyard into a total backyard escape? A swim spa. You can enjoy your backyard all year long with a swim spa by Arctic Spas. Swim in a pool in the summer, lounge in a hot tub in the winter. Paradise Bay has outdoor life covered with hot tubs, patio sets, and more. And now open in their new location on 12th Street Southeast, just two doors down from Trail Appliances. Visit goparadisebay.com.
At Numeris, we're helping to make radio better. We start by calling Canadians and conducting a quick survey. So when we call, remember our name.
Dirtbag!
Weirdos.
Boneheads!
Schmucks.
No. It's Numeris. Our name is Numeris. So say yes to being a part of our survey, and you will be shaping the future of radio and television. Visit Numeris.ca to learn more. Numeris. Audiences count.
Are you into swapping? Thought so. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Cam Clark Ford today and swap your ride. See paper for details. Plus, exclusive to Cam Clark Ford, lease a 2014 F-150 Super Crew 4x4 for just $399 per month. Calgary's best deals are at Cam Clark Ford in Airdrie, your number one Ford retail dealer in Western Canada. Three locations to choose from: Airdrie, Olds, and Red Deer. Or visit camclarkford.com.
At Jack Carter's, you can get a 2015 GMC Crew Cab 4x4 for $400 per month. Zero down. You pick the term. 3, 4, or 5-year lease.
Hey, yo, what's up with Jared? He seems a little calm. I think he started doing yoga.
Hey, Jared, pick up the tempo.
Jack Carter's, Canada's biggest crew cab dealer. $400 per month. Zero down. Plus, I'll even make your first payment. Namaste, Trigger. Jack Carter, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC. Home of the $400 crew cab.
If you were to attend your high school reunion today, would you be embarrassed about your current job?
What do I do? More like, what do?
So get a job you can be proud of with Rogers Media. Rogers Media is now looking for a sales associate who will have sales assistant duties and a junior sales role. You must have post-secondary education and minimum 3 years administrative experience and junior sales experience. Visit rogers.com/careers and get the job you can be proud of.
At Source for Sports.
Hit the ice with Adrenaline Source for Sports. Grab the gear that takes your game from average to legendary. At only 395 grams, the newly released Sherwood T120 hockey stick is one of the lightest on the market. Get yours today or choose from Bauer's 37.5 for seniors, youth, and women. Take your game to the next level at Adrenaline Source for Sports, 9309 McLeod Trail South.
Source for Sports. We know our stuff.
I just got Next Issue, and it's amazing. I get unlimited access to over 100 of the world's best magazines, like Vanity Fair, Us Weekly, Chatelaine, Cosmopolitan, Rolling Stone, Maclean's, Time, Vogue, Consumer Reports, Sports Illustrated, Today's Parent, Sportsnet, Hello Canada, The New Yorker.
Introducing Next Issue. Get unlimited access to over 100 of your favorite magazines on your tablet. Sign up at nextissue.ca and start your free trial.
Popular Science, In Style, Bon Appetit.
Some conditions apply.
Stay warm in your vehicle this winter with full service at your local Co-op gas bar. The friendly staff at Co-op will fill your vehicle with Co-op high-performance gas or diesel fuel and clean your windshield. And for a limited time, buy a box of Toffifee for only $1.99 and get a coupon for a box of Old Nuts chips for just 99 cents while supplies last. Treat yourself to Co-op's full service today at participating locations. Let us serve you.
Thanks for calling the Curling Helpline. How can I help?
Well, me and Alice, we bought two combo packs for the Continental Cup.
Uh-huh.
And they threw in some tickets for the Brier, too.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
But Alice, he won't believe me.
Isn't Alice your wife?
No, he curls with me. Ooh. Can't make a takeout to save his life.
The World Financial Group Continental Cup, January 8th to 11th at Winsports Canada Olympic Park. Sponsored by SecureTech and your Calgary Ford dealers. Tickets at curling.ca.
At Foothill Systems, we're not just a store selling shelving and racking. We solve storage problems. We pay attention to details like the sizes, shapes, and the weight of your stuff. We ask the right questions and plan according to you, so you can say,
wow, this made a difference to my business.
And we don't charge more. We just do more. So when storage at your business becomes a problem, solve it with Foothill Systems. Visit foothillsystems.ca. That's foothillsystems.ca.
Foothill Systems. Innovations for your space.
Talking sports in the afternoon. This is The Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome back to The Big Show. We are at Country Hills Golf and Country Club. The Black Friday sale, annual event, anything that you could possibly think about where golf needs are concerned, it is here. They welcome you to come down all weekend long and take advantage of the sales. They're here till 7 tonight, from 10 to 4 tomorrow, and 10 to 3 on Sunday is when it wraps up, and some nice traffic and a lot of good people here at Country Hills Golf and Country Club. When I am in my car through the course of the baseball season. I watch him all the time. Our next guest, as we turn our attention to Blue Jays baseball, Greg Zahn, down the line. He's getting excited, I know, because the Grey Cup, Mr. Zahn, is not very far away. And I want to ask you about that before we let you go. First of all, how are you, sir? And how's my good friend, Mr. Campbell?
Recovering from a little skin surgery. He and I had quite the pair the other night when they announced the Russell Martin signing. I had broken my nose, and he had had a light procedure to remove some.
Greg Zahn. Sorry, Greg, having a little tough time hearing you down the line, but delighted to have you with us. And who would be better to analyze the Toronto Blue Jays, A, to begin with, and B, someone who knows just a thing or two about the catching position and the impact? What are your thoughts on the deal, 5 years, $82 million for the Canadian? We are going to try and reconnect with Mr. Zahn, as you could tell, and I thought maybe it was just me because I'm on location here that it might have been that, but we definitely hope we can find a better connection, and it sounds like he's got his hands full today. As well, at home on an off day. Greg does a wonderful job on Sportsnet, and I've always been really, really interested by just how open and honest, and he has never, ever been afraid to tangle the tough issues, if you will. I remember him chatting a couple years ago about Ichiro. I think we have you back, sir. I hope the line is better. So,
that's better.
All good.
Good.
Your thoughts, Greg, on Russell Martin and the commitment?
Well, I think it's a tremendous move. Obviously, the Jays were fairly satisfied with the catching situation that they had last year. But when a guy like Russell Martin comes along and you can have a position, and it's really an important one, you go ahead and you do so. And the fact that he's Canadian is even more of an upside for the Blue Jays. It's even better for him. But you get a quality player. He's a productive player. You get leadership off the field. And obviously you get, a tremendous feather in your marketing cap from the standpoint that he's a Canadian guy.
Greg Zahn is our guest down the Lube City Mobile One hotline. And Greg, from your standpoint, what is really important now that they've addressed one thing? Going forward, what else would you like to see this team do in the offseason prior to the start of 2015?
Well, I'd really like to see him, find that big bat. And I think it's got to be a left-handed bat. Switch hitting is great too, but they're very right-handed heavy right now. They need a left-handed power bat in the left. And, it's one of those things where when Melky leaves, he was a pretty big hole. He's the best all-around hitter. He's a great defender in left. He's also, a premium thrower, premium table setter for Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion, and a veteran presence. So, and then couple that with the fact that you lost Adam Lind, who was the best hitter against right-handed pitching in the game last year. Those are some pretty big shoes. So I think that's the main thing that they need to address, because you can't assume that you're going to be able to go out and find pitching. So in order to keep pace with everybody, you're going to have to slug. Unless they go out and add a ton of pitching and put themselves in a situation where they don't need to score as many runs, they need to address the bats. They need a left fielder. They need a center fielder. They need a third baseman. They need a second baseman. They need some questions answered. And, they need to do it in a hurry, because Melky and Adam Lind are going to leave gaping holes in the lineup.
Greg, how impressed were you by the Sanchez's, the Norris's of the world in terms of this team's future? I just always can't help but think, if you can't march out three or four guys and get some consistency from that starting staff, and I know we're talking about more than just a starting staff, that it's pretty hard to win, isn't it?
It is. I think they've got a chance to be good. Obviously, the stuff is there. Didn't see enough of Norris to really get a feel. Did not like his lack of fastball command when he came to the big leagues. It seemed like he was very reliant on his breaking ball. Didn't throw a whole lot of strikes. Sanchez was great. He was lights out in the bullpen. In fact, he was better than I expected him to be based on the statistics that we saw coming up from the minor leagues. He, along with Norris, were walking 4.5 guys per nine, which is not going to get it done in any league. That's just not going to – you couple that with, you know, a few hits here and there and your ERA balloon. So they had to throw the ball over the plate. Sanchez made that adjustment. Norris, I did not see that adjustment from him. Even a Marcus Stroman, who at times was brilliant last year, he's got a long way to go. It's exciting, though, and I like the fact that they go out and they get a guy like Russ Martin. He has a reputation for being a leader in the clubhouse and a good game caller. But also, he's not only a good game caller, but he's a receiver of the baseball. Not quite exactly how I would do it, but the results are there. There's a whole new set of statistics out there, and this speaks to the pitching staff. Russell Martin gets 155 pitches that the Questech or PitchTrack says were not strikes, called for strikes. And on the other end of the coin, Navarro was minus 110, which means he cost them 110 strikes that were actually strike zones according to the computer, or strikes according to the computer that he swatted out of the zone and didn't make good enough to be called, or didn't make them look good enough to be called strikes. That's a spread of over 200 pitches. That's a lot. And, you know, one pinch can mean, you know, at bat, one at bat can mean a game, one game can mean a pennant. And I can't even imagine what the impact will be over the course of a full season with a guy like Russ Martin behind the plate. Now, Navarro did a great job for the Jays last year, but we're talking about a couple of guys that are in different classes when it comes to catching the baseball, blocking the baseball, and calling a ball game. Not only that, we're talking about two guys that are in completely different classes fitness-wise. Navarro, you know, he's not a guy who's a very fit guy, and I thought his game broke down quite a bit at the end of the season due to a lack of fitness.
Greg Zahn is our guest, the terrific studio analyst on Blue Jays broadcast with Rogers Sportsnet. Greg, you've been part of winning teams. And from the outside looking in, I want to ask this question. I don't know quite how to ask it. But does this group have some issues just outside of needing to get better? Meaning, does this team have the right leadership and the right mix? Or is that stuff overblown?
It's not overblown. The problem is, in the game of baseball today, is there's a lack of hierarchy in the clubhouse. Kids come to the major leagues with a ton of money in their pockets. You look at, you know, the signing bonuses, they're off the charts. A kid gets $5 million before he's even played a professional game. What are you going to tell that kid? What unless he's a complete moron, he's going to have plenty of money at age 25. What are you going to tell that kid that's going to motivate him to get better? He should be able to live off his signing bonus for the rest of his life. So that being said, they come to the big leagues with a sense of entitlement. And a lot of general managers, a lot of organizations perpetuate that sense of entitlement. They don't allow the veteran players to, for lack of a better term, haze these young players to get them to fall into line. You'll see certain organizations like St. Louis, San Francisco, you'll see them basically create clones of one another because there's a certain way things are done in those organizations. And if you don't fall into line, you don't fit in, they move you. They get you out of there. There's not enough of that in the game of baseball today. These young kids come to the big leagues with a sense of entitlement. They act like they're, you know, 10-year veterans. They shuck and jive around the clubhouse. They do all kinds of stuff that none of us would have ever gotten away with. And I tell you what, it rubs the veteran players the wrong way. It creates discord in the clubhouse. None of them have paid their dues. And dues have got to be paid in those situations. I mean, it is a testosterone-driven industry, and service time is king. And money talks, and you know what walks. And you know how you get your money and your respect is you play a long time, you do things the right way. Well, if you don't have a hierarchy, an upper class in that clubhouse that are able, and I mean basically licensed by the manager and the general manager, to dictate how things are going to be done, you're going to have problems. And if your veteran players are either unable or unwilling or don't know any better, you're going to have problems. The game's been played the same way for 100 years. And, you know, outside of a minor tweak here and there, it still requires a certain amount of ability, respect for the game, consistency. And no matter what you say, it's a team sport, but it's made up of nine individual acts. And you know, when one player is causing a distraction and he's not producing enough to overlook or for that distraction to be overlooked, it causes problems in the clubhouse. And the best way to just alleviate all that is just to breed and train and develop kids that play the game the right way. And you need responsible, quality veterans around to help guide these young players, because there is no manual to this. It doesn't, there's no book that you can read that tells you how to be a big leaguer.
No, there isn't, but in pro sports, and I spent some time around pro sports for a long time myself, it's also, I don't think, Greg, a coincidence that the same organizations get it right time after time after time. Before we let you go, you do some great things in your charitable foundation. And I must say, as much as I love your baseball analysis, I love the fact that you're an American guy who's kind of fallen in love with one of our country's big events, the Grey Cup. So if you can kind of address both, that would be terrific before we let you get back to your day.
Yeah, you know, I do love the Grey Cup. It my first one was in Calgary in 09. And, you know, as a major league player, I could get into any Super Bowl party with my ID card. Hey, I'm a big ball player. And, you know, if they didn't already know me, they knew me after I showed them my card. I go right to the front of the line. We were in Calgary, down at the Westin at Spirit of Edmonton. We talked to the doorman for 5 minutes. Hey, Jamie. Hey, Greg. You know, love the show, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, oh, we're in. Fair enough, I asked the guy at the end of the conversation, so where do we get into the Spirit of Edmonton? He goes, the line's back there. We'll see you in about 15 minutes. And at that moment, I was hooked. I thought, you know, this is a party for everybody. Anybody can come. Anybody can be there. I was totally impressed with the fact that everybody's team was represented by fans. It wasn't two teams that were playing. It was all CFL fans showed up. And, you know, we went to the Spirit of Edmonton. We went to Ryderville. We had a great time. We drank beers. It's a weekend-long party, and so a few years later, the Grey Cup went to Toronto, and I thought, well, you know, I'm already doing some charity work here with, you know, golf tournaments and whatnot. We actually played beer pong for charity. I figured, you know what, let's do it. Let's do a party for Grey Cup, and we'll raise them a little bit of money. And so we did, and we started off, and we gave a nice chunk of money to the Children's Cancer Society of Canada. And last year we left a whole bunch of money in Saskatchewan with the Saskatchewan Children's Hospital. This year out in Vancouver, we're going to be working for the Children's Hospital. And I know there's a lot of country fans out in Calgary, and Aaron Pritchett opening, or he's going to be headlining our show at the Roxy on Friday evening. I know there's a lot of CFL fans listening to your program, so we'd love to have you. We want to see you get your weekend kicked off and it's an early party too, so it's great. It doesn't interfere with any of the other festivities that start late night, and you can go onto my website, the gzfoundation.com, and click on the events page for Grey Cup 2014. And you know, as is the case in all my parties, we charge one price, and that includes your entire night, unless you're buying auction items or 50-50 tickets or whatnot, but it includes all your beer, and typically there's somebody like Bacardi there and Gibson guitars, and you know, we auction off a lot of fun stuff and do a lot of fun things, and we, you know, seem to have some really great acts, especially recently. Last year's show was by Dallas Smith, and this year it'll be Aaron Pritchard. So we're having a good time, and we're doing it in the name of charity, and we always leave the money where we make it. So this year it'll be left in B.C.
Craig, thank you so much. As you know, I could hear during the start of the interview, there's nothing like a great cause and charity for children and keeping them healthy, and it's so important. Thanks for everything you do. Enjoy the Grey Cup, and you and Jamie Campbell having a good time together. I can't really imagine that happening.
Yeah, it's a little tough. I mean, he does have two personas. There is Sportsnet Jamie, and then there's Grey Cup Jamie.
Oh, yes, I know.
Anybody that's never seen Grey Cup Jamie should probably come and check it out.
Craig, thanks so much. Keep up the great work, and please stay well.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Greg Zahn, the terrific studio analyst for Rogers Sportsnet with the Toronto Blue Jays, and I just think it's awesome that he's fallen in love as an American with one of Canada's great events, the Grey Cup, and the Calgary Stampeders hope to earn their way into that Grey Cup on Sunday afternoon here at McMahon Stadium when they will take on the Edmonton Eskimos, a 15-3 record. Needless to say, on this Friday, the Stamps and the Eskimos. We will spend no shortage of time chatting about the Stampeders, that game, their preparations, a team that went 15-3 during the course of the regular season. They're the favorite. Anything less in my mind than winning the whole ball of wax just isn't going to be good enough for this group. They're the best team in the Canadian Football League. They've proven it all year long, and yet what makes football such a fascinating sport, unlike others, it's not a best of five. It's not a best of seven. It is a one-game showdown. This week, winner moves to the Grey Cup a week from Sunday in Vancouver against either the Hamilton Tiger Cats or the Montreal Alouettes. When we continue today on The Big Show from right here at Country Hills Golf and Country Club, where this Black Friday sale, people are buying clubs and shoes and other equipment and clothes. It's a great place, 1334 Country Hills Boulevard, beautiful area, beautiful view even to just sit here. Looks like a golf day, feels like a golf day. If only we could get rid of a little of that snow. But you know, we could probably go on the range today and swing a club. But come down and see us. Patty will be here shortly. The Big Show continuing all afternoon from the Black Friday sale here at Country Hills Golf and Country Club. They'll be here till 7. Tomorrow the hours are 10 to 4. And then the big wrap-up day comes your way on Sunday when they'll be here from 10 to 3. So great to have you on a Friday. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. And when we come back on this quality radio station, it's around the NHL.
The Big Show, brought to you by The Comedy Cave. Tired of the same old, same old? Lighten up your Christmas party and book at The Comedy Cave. Just $29.95 per person, including dinner and show. Click ComedyCave.com.
Grapevine is brought to you by Subaru Canada.
Welcome to Hockey Night in England. This is a live broadcast of the Piccadilly Cup. And there's the whistle. Jolly good shot from the Cheshire Chaps. Valiantly blocked by Essex. Wait a tick. There's been a dust-up between Helmsley and Cavendish. Gloves are coming off. Helmsley has slapped Cavendish with his glove. The spectators are expressing their approval.
Some things just make more sense in Canada. Like a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive.
And once again, coast to coast on Jerry's Grapevine on Air. Grapes, you were talking about Phil Kessel leading the league in shots with something like 300. And then we had to go on the air here, but you mentioned Phil Esposito. Can you finish
Phil
that?
Phil Esposito, this guy, I loved it when they used to, I hope the Lord won't get mad at me. In Boston, they used to have a bumper sticker, Jesus saves and Esposito gets the rebound.
Back after this.
You won't believe this, Brian. You can lead the league right now with over 300 shots. That's pretty good, 300 shots. Phil had over 500 shots. You know, his only when I went there, said, hey, the coach before told me, he said, you're going to have a problem with Esposito. I really didn't have a problem with him. Off the ice, he was a good guy. He was a good guy in this. But his problem was he would not change on the fly. Never changed on the fly. Now, I was one of the first guys in Rochester to have the shifts down to 45 seconds in a minute. I was one of the first. I go to Boston. I believe it or not, he would stay on for 2 minutes. I know guys are listening out there. He would not come off. And the thing that really used to tick me off about Phil, he'd stay on there for 2 minutes, and then they'd whistle goal, and then he'd stay on for the faceoff. And he'd be waiting for the faceoff. You're on 2 minutes now. I'd send the guy out, and he'd look up at the clock as if to say, Magic, to the crowd. Me, taking me off the ice. Phil Esposito, 76 goals, already on 2 minutes, done any kind of saunter off as if he was ticked off. I'll tell you something, boy, that's the only trouble I had with him. But he would not change on the fly. If you had had a hook, the only way you get him off the ice.
Brought to you by the Prostate Cancer Center. If you're over 40, it's time you got your baseline PSA blood test. The ManVan Mobile Clinic could save your life by early detection of prostate cancer. Click getchecked.ca.
So we had a rookie centerman named Andy Savard. Good kid. Really great thing. He was from Quebec or something, but he was a great kid. So he used to sit all the time with his one leg over and one leg like that, sitting on the boards, waiting for Phil to go by. We tried to grab. Phil wouldn't even look at him. So he kept sitting there, game after game after game. So one day I said to Andy, I said, you know, Andy, if you keep sitting like that with your 1 foot over and 1 foot on, when you get married, you're never going to have any kids.
Nissan, the fastest-growing automotive brand in Canada, presents the Gift to You sales event, now including a limited-time $1,000 gift.
Ta-da! Happy holidays, honey!
A new Nissan Versa Note? How can we afford this?
It was zeroed down from $80 semi-monthly.
Uh-huh.
1.9% APR for 60 months.
Really?
It's like paying $37 a week.
Just $37 a week?
Mm-hmm.
So what else did you get me?
Honey!
Hurry, event ends December 1st. See your retailer or choose Nissan.ca.
The Calgary Roughnecks captivated the city during a thrilling 2014 season. And now, you can join the party by purchasing your 2015 season ticket for as low as $263. Visit CalgaryRoughnecks.com. Calgary Roughnecks. Come for the party, stay for the game.
Most jingles are upbeat and not at all dire, but this one is different because we're serious about tires. Ford's got some serious tire service for hire, so our jingle key's minor and we hired a choir. Presenting the very serious Ford Parts and Service Furrowed Brow Singers.
Ford won't be undersold on tires.
Serious tire service, serious tire selection. When it comes to your Ford, beware of parts and tire places unknown. Visit your participating Ford store for conditions and details.
This is Life on Mill Street with brewmaster Joel Manning.
Mill Street Original Organic Lager is a clean, crisp, traditional lager that has a lot of flavor. It appeals to people that are looking for a great-tasting beer from an independent microbrewery. To make Mill Street Organic, we use really high-quality ingredients. Then we age it for like twice as long as most other beers are aged, so it's just got this velvety smoothness. And of course, it's certified organic.
Mill Street Brewery. Great beer lives here.
How Bell makes saving big better.
George traveled all over Alberta and wanted a network that could keep up. So he switched to Bell. Not only does he get amazing speeds everywhere from Medicine Hat to Red Deer to Fort Mac on Alberta's largest LTE network, he also saved $100 on his new superphone, which meant he had more gas money to travel from Medicine Hat to Red Deer to Fort Mac.
Switch to Bell and save up to $100 on any superphone you choose. Visit a Bell store for details. Bell, saving big just got better.
It's A to Z Windows and Doors here again, working with Milgard Essence Series Wood Windows. A to Z understands life happens. Whether you break it or our crazy Alberta weather gives it a beating, Milgard Essence Wood Windows have a true full lifetime warranty on product, hardware, glass breakage, and manufactured labored warranty for as long as you own your home. Call for your free quote, 403-257-DOOR, or visit atwozwindows.ca.
Welcome to the Double T Dude Ranch.
I am so excited. I saved $150 at Fountain Tire, and I want to learn how to rope.
Okay.
At the Fountain Tire Owners Event, you save up to $150 on a set of four selected Goodyear tires.
I've been practicing. Watch this. Let me try that again. What am I doing wrong?
You should get out of the car first, son.
Offer ends January 17th. Save up to $150 only at Fountain Tire.
Dude?
Yep.
My spurs are caught on the gas pedal.
It looks like you got your chaps caught on the shifter, too.
Yeah.
Winter in Calgary can be tough on your truck. Whether you're loading it up with skis or making it work in the cold, be ready for whatever winter throws your way with Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X forms a tough, thick coating that bonds to your truck bed, guarding against scrapes, sealing out moisture, and it's guaranteed for the life of your truck. If it's not Line-X, it's not tough enough for your truck. Line-X, with two locations in Calgary, see line-x.ca.
What should you do to take care of your vehicle?
Change the brakes if they're 50% worn.
Driving Force does that.
Change the tires if they're 40% worn.
Driving Force does that too. We have hundreds of the best used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, all backed by our Driving Force warranty plus our 30-day buyback program. We've got your next used vehicle. We're just taking care of it until you come get it at Driving Force. Online at drivingforce.ca. Driving Force. Corner of 23rd Avenue and Bartow Trail Northeast.
Today's Secret Seat brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Watch every CFL and NFL game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Your Secret Seat is J54. J54.
It's the fastest game on earth around the NHL right now. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Around the NHL on The Big Show is brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
On a Friday, Around the NHL comes to you from the Country Hills Golf and Country Club, where they are staging their Black Friday sale. It started yesterday, I understand, and will continue right through the weekend. And Josh, trust me when I tell you this. Anything that you might be thinking about in regards to your golf game, clothes, equipment, shoes, go on down, umbrellas, you name it, it's all here on a beautiful day that makes one think of wanting to grab the clubs and swing and hit a few balls. It's that nice. Great service here. We've had some really, really nice people walking through, and they're purchasing all kinds of, I've seen people walk out with full sets of irons, new golf bags, lots of shoes have been tried on. So come on down. They're here till 7 tonight, 10 to 4 tomorrow, and then 10 to 3, the big wrap-up day on Sunday. A couple of really interesting notes in the National Hockey League, not involving the Calgary Flames, and they will be our focus as well as Football Friday. So it's a big day on the Big Show from here at Country Hills Golf and Country Club, 1334 Country Hills Boulevard. And I guess we have to start, Josh, with the Dallas Stars, as they have re-upped center Jason Spezza, who they acquired in the summertime, to a new four-year contract extension that will keep him with the team through 2018-2019. No exact financial terms, but reports suggest the contract is worth an average value of $7.5 million. Spezza, if you've forgotten about that deal, and I know you haven't, but just to remind you, July 1st it was made. Alex Chiasson, two prospects, a second-round pick in 2015. So they paid. The Stars did pay. Spezza was in the final season of a seven-year, $49 million contract and could have become an unrestricted free agent this summer. That's not going to be the case, and the general manager of the Stars, Jim Neal, says that Jason Spezza has been a nice fit with his group.
He's been a great fit. You know, there's Ben and Sagan with those guys, and when they're together, they're very dynamic, and it really changes the outlook of our team. You know, Lenny can do that, say, going into a third period with 2 minutes to go, you throw that line together, and they're a pretty dynamic line.
In 20 games with the Stars this season, it's gone relatively well, I would suggest. 4 goals, 18 points. He is minus 8, depending on you, how you feel about that stat. And yet, this is a more talented Dallas team, Josh, but it hasn't exactly translated in the win column, has it?
No,
Struggle at the start of the season for the Dallas Stars, despite the success. I mean, Jason Spezza is having a good season, 18 points in 20 games. But, yeah, the Dallas Stars, they did get the win last night against Arizona. But before that, it was another three-game losing streak. Chicago beat them pretty handily over the weekend, 6-2 as well. So they've had a pretty rough go of things in Dallas so far this season. But it's kind of one of those moves to me. It seems like the Dallas Stars are still a team that, despite making the playoffs last year, they have a big concern on building for the future and getting some players in line for the next few years, hence getting a guy like Jason Spezza locked up for a few seasons.
It really helps, and yet that's a significant hit on your cap, to be sure. And that's what makes it so difficult for anyone in many ways to win. Look at the Chicago Blackhawks, for an example, and they're about to reach, by the way, the Flames opponent one night ago, and I know they're not part of our Around the NHL necessarily, but in talking about the salary cap, when you have great players on your team, you get to a certain point where it's hard to keep all of them, and you still have to surround them with enough good people, even when you do have them signed long-term, to achieve the goals that you want. So Jason Spezza tied up big dough for another 4 years as they've signed him to an extension, and that will do it with the team from Texas.
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
And before we go to Toronto, I should mention, just coming down now, Lou, the Dallas Stars making a trade today as well. Brendan Dillon traded to the San Jose Sharks for Jason Demers and a third-round draft pick.
My goodness.
Just coming down now, so the Dallas Stars making all sorts of moves. They already traded away Sergei Gonchar, obviously, to Montreal a little bit earlier. So there's been a few moves going on with the Dallas Stars right now.
Well, remember, in the case of Dillon, that took a long time to get done. I'm not exactly sure what went south there, but it's pretty evident that this one-time former Western Hockey League defenseman, who I thought was really starting to come into his own in the last couple of years, that one was a bit of a shocker for me in terms of why they didn't potentially lock him up a little longer. I guess the answer is come today. And two teams really, in many ways, not surprising that they might be involved in the deal, because the start of the season for both San Jose and Dallas has not gone the way either group necessarily would have wanted it to. And Demers, a right-handed shot with some offensive upside. You know, Dillon, a hard-to-play-against, left-handed, big, solid defenseman. Does that mean that the young 19-year-old in San Jose, Mirko Mueller, who I really like, a first-round pick, not this year, but the prior year, and I guess what would have been 2013, who's actually played a lot of minutes, does that change things? Not sure, but that's glad you threw that one out.
Yeah.
That's a really interesting trade for both teams. And on the surface, looks like it might be one of those trades that does what trades really are supposed to do. Work for both sides that are involved in them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it looks like a trade that both sides are going to be able to benefit from. So Brendan Dillon goes to the San Jose Sharks. Jason Demers goes to the Dallas Stars along with a third-round draft pick. That just coming down. The Toronto Maple Leafs, Lou, would you believe it that there's yet another controversy going
on? Not again.
From Toronto? They bounced back from the 9-2 loss to the Nashville Predators. They beat Tampa Bay, pretty impressive to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're a pretty good team, at least do that last night. But after the game, some controversy, and this again stirred up by fans and media in the big smoke alike, the team did not go to center ice and do their traditional salute of the fans.
Oh, my goodness.
Huge controversy once again in Toronto coming out today, because a lot of people in the media and fans feel that the Leafs were, I guess, not happy with the way their fans responded and some of the criticism they got after some jerseys thrown on the ice and whatnot in that 9-2 loss to the Nashville Predators. So that's the latest controversy. Today, the captain, Dion Phaneuf, coming out and saying that this team doesn't have anything against their fans.
When the jerseys are thrown, that's a select few people that really paint a bad picture for that. I think that that's something that's very disrespectful to the organization, to the players, and to everyone who's played for the Maple Leafs organization. But with saying that, that's only a select few.
So you really can't go a day without something being turned into nothing. They don't do the traditional salute of their fans after a victory, which I think every team now in the NHL does. You know, you see it everywhere. The Leafs are one of them that did it. They didn't do it yesterday after the victory, and all of a sudden it causes a problem. I don't know if there's really anything there to look into, but perhaps there is. Perhaps some of those guys on that team not happy with the way some of the fans were treating him after that loss to Nashville.
Well, they wouldn't be happy. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes to be criticized.
Yep.
And that's one market where you can't avoid it. Anywhere you go, it has a unbelievably passionate fan base. The media can be really, really difficult. And who knows? I'm not saying this will necessarily be the case. Maybe this past week and everything that's gone hand in hand makes the group more accountable.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like a couple of good swats, if you will, and people lashing out at you and taking you to task sometimes to have you look in the mirror and really take some responsibility for what's going on. And they beat a very good team last
night. Yes, they did.
And from all accounts, to knock off Tampa Bay 5-2, a team I really, really like in the East, they might be just right behind, you know, Boston and Pittsburgh as far as favorites. And I truly feel the Tampa Bay Lightning will play for a Stanley Cup title in the next couple of years.
Yep.
I think they are really headed in the right direction. When Victor Hedman comes back, there's just so much to like about that group. They seem to really have it all. I just think, Josh, it's a matter of time. But listen, we live in a day and age. I spent 8 years of my life in the Toronto area.
Yep.
It's hard to really put a finger on what it's like unless you actually have lived or been around Leaf Nation for any stretch.
Yeah.
But, like I said, maybe being truly taken to task by, you know, whether it be the media, their fans, it hurts.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need a little hurt maybe to turn things around, and everybody needed to be accountable. So maybe that will be the rallying cry going forward. I'm not sure. But again, everybody, just relax.
Yeah, no
kidding.
They
didn't come out to stop it.
To center ice and do the raise their sticks. Well, you know what? They'll have a chance to make things right tomorrow. They host the Detroit Red Wings. So if they get a victory, we'll see if the Leafs go to center
ice. And that's all people there really want.
That's all they want at the end of the day is a W in the win column. For the Toronto Maple Leafs. So that's what's going on in the big smoke out in Toronto.
The Detroit Red Wings.
3 weeks shy of birthday number 42. By the way, once again, congratulations to our Dean Boomer Mulberg on turning 40. That was quite a show they had today. I must admit, I had quite a date with my eyelids after the game last night and woke up for only about the last half an hour of it. But Boomer does such an unbelievable job. Great guy. And happy 40th, my friend. I'm sure the lead-up in Palm Springs this week wasn't bad either. It's a pretty nice 40th birthday present. Daniel Alfredson's comeback bid, though, just shy of being 42, looks like it's about to end. Sources say Alfredson has decided not to play this year. And while the Red Wings have been informed he's likely done, they have not heard directly from the player. Alfredson has been plagued by an injured disc in his back over the past few seasons, a lingering problem. Backs are just, they're miserable from anyone I've ever known that has back problems. He's able to manage off the ice, but continually aggravated by the wear and tear of gameplay. The veteran forward, regarded as one of the NHL's most respected leaders, earned his place among the game's top two-way players based on a relentless work ethic, so true, combined with a creativity that produced 444 goals, 713 assists, that's 1,157 points in 1,246 games. And if you've ever spent time or had an opportunity to interview or deal with him, class act.
Yeah.
An absolute class act and credit to his profession in every way.
Yeah, it's, you know, sad to see it come to an end. A guy who obviously has the desire to continue to play hockey because he's continuing to try to push it and continue to play the game. But unfortunately, like you mentioned, the backs, they're miserable things to deal with. And sometimes, you know, it just doesn't hold up. It holds up off the ice, but once you get the wear and tear and the movement on the ice and the physical contact, it's not going to hold up. And unfortunately for him, not going to be able to play, but at the same time, he's got a family with some young kids and stuff he's got to still look out for, and he still has to be aware of that he wants to spend some time with them. And if playing hockey is going to do something that's going to affect the rest of his life, it's obviously time to wrap it up. And Daniel Alfredson, he's had a really good career in the National Hockey League. Unfortunately, hasn't been a chance to raise the Stanley Cup, But I think he's a guy that we'll for sure see in the Hall of Fame in the not-too-near future if he does officially announce his retirement here.
Never perfect unless you can call your own shots. This probably isn't the way Daniel wanted it, but if this is it, that was a quality, quality career produced by a quality person. And that will do it today for our look at the Detroit Red Wings.
The New Jersey Devils, the Edmonton Oilers.
Well, there's just one Canadian team in action tonight. That is the Edmonton Oilers taking on the opponent who will be here tomorrow night at the Scotiabank Saddledome. The New Jersey Devils as they're up the QE2 tonight. Oilers forward Jordan Eberle talking about the challenges that the Oilers will face in tonight's game, saying that scoring depth is going to go a long way in helping the Oilers win tonight.
Calls you to a different line, kind of, you know, makes the team think a little bit, the other team, and who they're going to match up against. So, you know, I like it. You know, we get a lot of depth with the lineup, a lot of scoring power, and with the way that our so-called, I guess you could call them fourth line, if they've been that, you know, they've been putting the puck in the net too, so it's tough to defend.
So the Oilers will look to snap a four-game losing streak tonight, Lou, when they take on the New Jersey Devils up at Rexall Place if you're the Oilers. I really don't know if the season can be salvaged or if it's already too far gone or what's going to happen in the near future if they still have time to get back in the race, but they need some wins in a big, big way.
They certainly do, and the one trend that they just can't seem to get away from, thought they had great battle back, actually, the other night in their game against Vancouver. They were down 3-1. They rallied. They're down. They just can't find a way to get over the hump. And I can't tell you over the last couple of years how many times I've watched this squad, you know, play 20, 30 good minutes in a game and then have 15 bad minutes, and it ruins their whole night. They haven't seemed to get over the hump. And yet, listen, they can be as fun as anyone to watch when their game is going. And can't say enough good things about Taylor Hall. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins looks like he's really about to explode. You just heard from Jordan Eberle. And yet at the end of the day, Josh, and the Calgary Flames are living proof, there's something to be said about a winning culture. And it's not easy. If it was easy, guess what? Everyone would do it.
Everyone would win, yep.
And I felt this way for many years. And watching the Flames and thinking about their defensive core, everything starts from the goal out in the sport.
Absolutely.
And if you can't defend and you don't have excellent, reliable people on the back end, I think it's hard to get better. Even when your forwards are really good and really talented. And, you know, I take someone, and I don't like to be overly critical because he's still learning the game and he's still young, but, you know, Justin Schultz, I think, has been a bit of an enigma for this team. He is so blessed offensively. Yet in watching that Vancouver game close the other day, just at times, like, his lack of defensive awareness, and I get it. I mean, you can't teach a lot of the things that he can do. So you have to live with the other side. But until that whole core either grows up or just starts playing better and is more reliable and their goaltending more reliable, I think the story's going to continue. I really do.
Yeah, they need to be bought better in their defensive end. There's no doubt about that.
And talent up front is not a big issue
for
that.
No, I mean, they score four goals against the Vancouver Canucks. Against Ryan Millen, the Vancouver Canucks, you score four goals on home ice. You should probably win that game 99% of the time. But they lose that game because bad defensive choices, the game-winning goal, bad pinch at the blue line, a chip and go, and the Canucks are right down on an odd man rush in their end. So, yeah, defensively, they need to change. And I don't know if that's something, I mean, you talk about, you know, it's not really hard to teach defensive awareness and things like that. But is it a coaching issue? Is that what it is up there, that they're not paying too, you know, enough attention to the defensive game? What is it going on in Edmonton?
Well, I'd need to watch a lot closer than I do, even though I watch them, you know, on a fairly regular basis. Whenever the teams don't play on the same nights, it seems that I find myself, you know, watching at least bits and pieces. But, and I just think the longer it goes on, it just compounds the issue.
Yeah.
they have been in a funk, if you will, for quite some time. And, you know, they made some decisions and, you know, they landed Teddy Purcell this summer. They made the move with Sam Gagné. I just wonder there if things really will change unless they find what I would call is an elite defenseman.
Yep.
And an elite goalie.
Yeah.
Because I really think so much. You can talk about coaching. You can talk about management. You can talk about all you want to. I don't see a lot of really good teams in the National Hockey League that don't have good, if not great, goaltending and a really good defensive core, generally with at least one elite player back there.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Anaheim, in all sincerity, might be the one exception to the rule.
Yeah,
and yet, with you know, a player like a Lindholm, you know, Fowler, okay, maybe they're not quite there
but they're getting there. Yeah, they are getting there. And it doesn't hurt to have a couple of Hart Trophy guys in the mix up front every
year. Think they have some good guys up front?
Yeah, not bad.
And that's the other thing.
And one of the best two-way forwards in Ryan Kessler, maybe.
And guys who know how to win.
They got a good mix down there in Anaheim.
That's a really, really good team. And having elite level players who know how to win and won't accept anything other than winning, that's what's happened in Calgary with their leader.
The culture,
and their leadership, a culture.
Yeah.
And this guy just, you know, this group right now, they don't accept losing very easily.
It shows last night. You lose to the Chicago Blackhawks, and anyone around the league would say, yeah, the Chicago Blackhawks beat the Calgary Flames. Of course they did. But in that Flames dressing room,
and
they're
the coach,
pretty PO'd, and that coach was not happy coming off the ice last night.
I didn't see Bob, but Bob had his game face on early yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Trust me.
It's good to see, though. I like seeing this team being very upset. Sure, on paper and around everyone else in the world, they should have lost that game to Chicago. But in that dressing room, the Flames blew it. They had the opportunity to win. They're not happy about it because they lost to Chicago. They should have won that game, according to themselves.
Yes, and that's how you want them to feel.
Exactly.
The way you stop losing in many ways, I mean, there's a lot of factors because, like I always say, this is such a hard business to win in. And if it was easy, guess what? There's a lot of good people in every NHL organization. Trust me, it's not that they're not trying.
Yeah,
they work their tails off. The scouts, you know, assistant GMs, GMs. I mean, it's a hard, competitive business. It's hard to win, and I'm not sure people understand that quite enough. But
yeah,
needless to say, you know, it's hard to find that formula, that chemistry, and the right players leading the way. But when you have it, it's a great thing to have.
Yep, there you go.
And that will do it for Around the NHL. You see, we've gone right through the breaks today.
I was going to tell
you. We don't even get
back.
A third
we're,
segment
we're
today.
We're done. We and you are done.
Yeah, we are done. I'm not done. You're not done.
Well, this hour, let's say, is done.
This hour is done. Pat Steinberg, I think, haven't seen him yet.
Uh-oh.
Haven't seen him yet today here at Country Hills. You know, he'll wonder in, but I will say this. He's up against it a little bit. The Big Show, I believe, with the talented and effervescent Pat Steinberg, when we continue. Black Friday sale here, 1334 Country Hills Boulevard. We are at Country Hills Golf and Country Club. And if there's anything in golf that you can't find here, I'd be pretty shocked. Doesn't exist. We'll be right back after this.
Around the NHL on the Big Show is brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Calgary's team.
Verify ready to go for one.
Canada's game. Ignition. Sportsnet 960 The Fan brings you every game all season with our play-by-play team of Derek Wills and Peter Loubardius.
The New Jersey Devils pay their only visit to Calgary on Saturday night. Pre-game at 7, play-by-play of the Flames and Devils at 8.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice. This is Calgary Flames Radio. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary Flames Hockey is brought to you by the Alberta Ford Dealers and Calgary Lock and Safe.
The Lincoln Wishlist event gives holiday standards a whole new meaning. Discover ours behind the wheel of the MKZ luxury sedan. Feel the heated leather-trimmed front seats, heated steering wheel, and much more. And when you discover that you can drive the gas or hybrid model for the same price, you'll know MKZ is everything you could ever wish for. Right now, take advantage of impressive rates. Plus, eligible customers can receive a $1,000 bonus. The Lincoln Wishlist event. For details, visit LincolnCanada.com.
Howdy, folks. It's back. Alberta Boots' famous half-price boot sale. Ben Gerwing here from the Alberta Boot Company with the sale of the season. Buy one pair of regular-priced Alberta boots and get a second pair up to the same value for half price. Looking for a great gift idea this year? We have everything on your list, from boots to belts, hats to buckles, and everything Western in between. Plus, if you're not sure what to get, we do gift certificates. The famous half-price boot sale. On now till December 31st, only at the Alberta Boot Company. 2 blocks east of McLeod Trail on 50th Avenue.
Alberta Boot. Wear the legend.
Should I surf in Seattle?